You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. I hope that you are enjoying this study on the Sabbath and how it was illegally, unlawfully, without authorization, changed from Saturday to Sunday by man, not God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. But somehow people believe that the fourth commandment that he wrote in stone with his own finger changed from Saturday to Sunday. Well, I beg you to look at the Bible, what it says on this subject, and look at history, and you'll find out that you've been sold a lie. Talked about Ezekiel chapter 22 and how God condemns religious leaders that violate his law, profane his holy things, don't distinguish between holy and unholy, don't make known the difference between the unclean and the clean. They hide their eyes from God's Sabbaths, and by doing this, they profane God among the people. He goes on and talks about how these religious leaders are like wolves tearing the prey, shedding blood, and destroying people for their own dishonest gain, for their own paychecks, for their own personal enrichment, money. They sell their souls for a few shekels, just like Judas did when he sold out Jesus. They're doing the same thing by selling out Jesus today. And the people that do this, these leaders, use oppression, robbery, mistreat poor and needy, oppress strangers. And God says in Ezekiel 22, 29 and 30, well, verse 30 specifically, "So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land that I should not destroy it," but he couldn't find anyone. He doesn't want to destroy, but he could not find one honest, righteous man to stand in that gap and to tell the people the truth. And verse 31, it says, "Therefore, I've poured out my indignation on them. I've consumed them with the fire of my wrath, and I have recompensed their deeds on their own heads." In other words, they had it coming. They did this to themselves. He didn't want to do it, but they would not listen. You know, 1 Thessalonians 2:3 tells us, "Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God and is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." Boy, you know, this is ultimately the description of the Antichrist, but the Pope is following in his footsteps. He's, you know, preparing the way, sitting up there. Catholics actually believe that the Pope is speaking ex cathedra, in the place of Jesus. No man can speak in the place of Jesus. Come on, get real. Quit sinning. Quit abandoning the Sabbath. Start to understand what you're doing, why you're doing it. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.